Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
So welcome everyone to Miles Kessler's session here on the Embodiment Conference Meditation and Breathwork channel. So as you'll know, this is now in webinar view. So Miles has invited that people can raise their hands and join the room in about 10 minutes after he does a bit of chatting. Just so you also know, this will be available for 48 hours afterwards. So if you do want to be watching it for free, you can watch in that time. Or you can also upgrade and get like the Superior Meditation and Breathwork channel or anything else. So it's pleasure to introduce Miles here today. So first heard whispers of Miles' name a few years ago in Aikido and meditation circles. So Miles is a teacher of Aikido, is a sixth degree black belt. He also teaches meditation, integral practice. Most of his background is in Vipassana, but he's got a few other bits and pieces going on there as well. He's a dual lineage holder in the Iwama tradition of Aikido and the Burmese Mahasi tradition of meditation. He's lived in Japan for nearly a decade. He's studied full-time with Sayadaw Ulpandita in Burma, spending 3 years on intensive meditation retreats in Burma and Nepal. And today he's going to be talking to us about Dharma, Karma, and Shawarma, meditation and the three bodies. So looking at how he can guide you through a process on the spectrum of consciousness from the profound to the profane. It's interactive, integrating the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. So Miles, over to you.
Thank you very much, Steve, and welcome everybody. And for those who are watching on Facebook, give us a like, I guess. I don't know. So like Steve said, this is going to be a practice session. So I just to kind of frame it, I'm going to speak for a few minutes here at the beginning, but I would love it if you do want to practice, like if you want to do this process with me, then please come into the webinar room. Steve's going to start bringing people in. The way you get into the webinar room is you just raise your hand electronically and Steve will bring you over. There's a participants button somewhere down here. Click that, it'll open a window, raise your hand. He'll bring you in. And in about, let's say 10 minutes, we're gonna do a practice on this. Today's session is going to go, like I said, I'm gonna give a little bit of an overview for 10 minutes. Then we're gonna practice. And depending on, practice is a process. So, you know, we're framed here for 55 minutes or whatever it is that we have, 50 minutes actually. So we're gonna finish on time. But if there's time at the end, I want to open it up for a little bit of Q&A and debriefing. So let's see how that goes. Okay, so if you want to join, I highly encourage it. You come to the main room. Now, Dharma, Karma, and Shawarma, meditation in the three bodies. So Dharma, Karma, and Shawarma are three words that go from the profound to the profane. By profound, of course, Dharma, the word Dharma means ultimate reality. It is an ancient term from Sanskrit, Pali, and Buddhism. It kind of means teaching. It can also mean a universal principle. But when it gets down to meditation, it's the ultimate reality, the essence of things. So what does that mean? That means when you remove everything from your experience, anything that arises in your experience at some point will also fade away from your experience. So anything that is manifesting is an object or an experience or an identity that can be removed away. All of our stress, all of our suffering, all of our attachments, all of our identities exist in the mind, in our experience as a human being, but we weren't born with those things. I wasn't born American. I wasn't born a father. These are things that I took on, that I was born into, and I took them on in my life. Remove all of those things, and what's left, you might say, there's this. Take that away. Take it away, and what's left, and take that away. And if you keep negating, or as they say in Zen, you negate the self, and then you negate the negation, what's left will be Dharma, the ultimate reality. And as it turns out, Dharma has a body. Oh my gosh. Take away the body. Well, wait a second. We'll get there. Karma, on the other hand, is, you know, it's a pretty commonly well-known word. I'm using it very general here, but it's basically that relational aspect of life. You know, we're born into existence. The moment I think, intend, and act, I'm setting forth some type of karma. If I think, intend, and act in a, let's say, in a negative way or an impure way or a selfish way or a harmful way, it will have a negative, selfish, harmful, impure result, cause, and effect. Not in a Newtonian sense, you know, an equal a force has an equal and opposite counterforce. What is it? How does it go? An action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's cause and effect. But this is on a more subtle level. Karma is basically the way that we relate with life, the way we relate with experience, the way that we relate with people, and how we relate. It's either going to cause a beneficial, or it's going to have a beneficial effect, or it's going to have a, let's say, a not so beneficial effect. Okay, and I'll get into that's just a general thing. And really, this goes from the realm not of the transcendent, not of the universal, not of the ultimate reality like Dharma, but karma is actually in the relational realm of existence. How we relate with life, how we relate with experience, and how we relate, especially ethically, morally, how we relate with others, karma. Shawarma, on the other hand, not everybody, like in America, shawarma is not so well known, but not everybody knows it. It's kind of a Middle Eastern, very greasy, delicious. I'm a vegetarian, but I'm gonna sell this one. It's like a falafel, or it's wrapped up in a pita or a laffa, and inside of it either has beef or lamb and lots of vegetables, maybe lots of tahini and other wonderful sauces, and you eat it, and it's not the most healthy thing in the world, but it's delicious and it's nourishing and it's nurturing. It might not be nourishing in a sense of actual health, although there's a lot of good ingredients. There's also some, you know, it tends to be not the top quality ingredients, but it's good for the self. You know, your inner child loves it, so you're satisfied there. So that's the profane. When we do something to satisfy an urge, to satisfy a need, to satisfy a desire, then we're in the world of the profane. We're in the world of the body. So these three kind of aspects, you can have teachings around all three of these things. Dharma, of course, is where all the profound teachings and universal principles come out of, and everything unfolds from there. Karma, or the subtle realm, is really how things start to interact with the world. There are things happening on a subtle level that if you're just in the shawarma phase, you would never be of it. You would never be aware of them. And that's the whole point. When we are identified as shawarma, when we are identified in the gross physical, when we are identified in the material, if we are over-identified, if we're attached to that identity, we will never experience the karmic realm, the subtle realm, and for sure we'll never experience the deeper universal source of existence, which is the Dharma, or the absolute, or the transcendent, or the unity, the realm of unity consciousness. short overview, spectrum of consciousness. It turns out that each one of these also has a body. So I'm going to speak for a second about the spectrum of consciousness, give you a very short graphic to look at. And this is a PDF that is going to be on the portal. You'll be able to download it. So it's going to be placed up there soon. I'm going to send it to you, Steve, after this. These are meditative states as a foundation of embodied facilitation. And this is the spectrum of consciousness. I was speaking about the gross, the subtle, and the causal. For this session, I'm not going to speak much about the non-dual. However, we will go there. This arrow is kind of a spectrum of consciousness that we can all move from a gross state of consciousness. Right now, if you look around, there are objects in the room. You have feelings. You have a physical body. You have linear thinking, rational thinking. And you're looking at your computer, you're looking at the screen, I'm talking, or maybe you're on Facebook, or if you're on Facebook, you're checking other things, whatever it is, that's all in the realm of the gross. As you learn to practice meditation with effective meditation techniques, which, by the way, I'm not teaching any techniques about meditation today, we're gonna go through a different type of process. But as you access those, what you'll do is you'll access the inner path of meditation. The inner spiritual path. And as you access that, you move from the gross state of consciousness, the gross realm, into the subtle state of consciousness. As you continue to practice, as your practice becomes effective and you continue to transverse the spectrum of consciousness, as your meditation deepens, you'll move from a subtle experience, a gross experience, to a subtle experience, to a more subtle experience. To a more subtle experience, to a more subtle experience, to a more refined experience, to a highly refined experience until eventually you come to the causal realm. And it turns out, I'm not gonna say more about that here, turns out that these three states of consciousness in the complete spectrum of consciousness, the gross, the subtle, and the causal, also have three bodies. Don't worry, you will be able to get this PDF. Every state has a body. So this is where everything becomes kind of clear, at least visually. And we're gonna practice these. So if you look at the gross body here, my little stick man, he has very clear boundaries. He has a very clear up and a very clear down. He's kind of material, he's physical, his hands are up, his legs are down, his head is on his shoulders, he's round, and that's it. And where he begins and where he ends is clearly defined. He ends at the boundaries of his physical body. With effective meditation practice, or an embodiment practice that consciously trains states, for example, ki or chi or energy or expansion or expanding beyond your boundaries, extending beyond your boundaries, picking up subtle energies, more intuitive processes or creative processes. If you're practicing, if you have an embodiment practice, that where you're doing that, you're gonna shift from the gross body into the subtle body. And you understand that in the subtle body, you can see here, the boundaries are a little bit more refined. They're not so rigid, they're not so hard. And these yellow dots there starts to become a luminous experience of your body. In other words, your consciousness, your energy, your chi, your ki, your sense of self begins to expand beyond the boundaries of your body. Does that make sense, everybody? I'm monitoring the chat here, so let me know if that makes sense to you, that as you train your attention, not externally to pay attention to what's going on there, out there, but internally, as you begin to awaken your interiors, and deepen your experience of your interiors, you start to realize that as infinite as it is out there, it is as equally infinite in here. So Joanna says yes, Camille says yes. We're seeing great description, thank you, it all makes sense. Yeah, it's very simple, this stuff, yeah? It's very, very simple. It's profound because the whole universe, you look out there, you see the whole universe, you can find an equally vast universe in here. as you continue to practice and negate, take this away, you'll enter into the stage of the causal body. And you can see here, I hope you can see on the screen, that there is a little bit of a stick figure here, but he's pretty much translucent. And the only thing remaining is this kind of field of awareness or field of consciousness. Okay, I'm gonna do a quick check-in. This PDF you're all gonna get in the portal, so don't worry. But so does that make sense to everybody? Perfect sense, yes, thank you, Does this relate directly to brainwave states? It does, but I don't wanna get into that right now, just because it's a whole nother, but with each shift of consciousness, is it Eleanor that said that? Yeah, Eleanor, the brainwaves change. So science, material science, is starting to validate our spiritual experience, which ultimately cannot be measured. You can measure my brain, my material brain, but you can't measure my own experience. But we're going to practice it. So I'd like to invite people into the room. If you're on this session, a lot of people have their hands up. Steve, could you go ahead and bring them in here? And I want to just start by asking a very simple question. Can you just type in the chat, what are some of the embodiment practices that you do? Let's hear. I do Aikido. I also have I have two little girls, so we have a very serious pillow fight discipline in our family. That, you know, at least a couple of times a week we're on bed. Like, you know, my girls are 3 and 7, so a couple of times a week we're roughhousing and doing pillow fights, and it's become our, you know, three people, well, one man and two girls enter, two girls leave. I never get out of there. Hey, Kelly, it's so great to see you. And if you are in the room, like Roisin, if you could turn on your camera, that would be great, because I want to, if you prefer not to turn on your camera, it's also fine, but at least open your mic or be ready to open your mic for this process. So, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, meditation, dance, Aikido, yoga, Strozzi method through my day. Wonderful. Aikido and dance. Architecture of movement. That's a deep Goren. Yoga, living room dance parties, breath work, Vipassana meditators. Wonderful. So all this stuff. Now, here's what I want to know. What are some of the physical things that belong, that identify your practice? So obviously with my pillow fight discipline in our pillow fight dojo in the bedroom, you don't have a pillow. There's no pillow fight. So that's, I need my pillow. So I'm identifying, and because I'm a little bit more clever than my girls, I pick the best pillow. I always get the best pillow. I give them the little ones. They get the big one, the fluffy one that go poof. So what are some of the things that you need? Can you write them in the chat? And we just kind of want to draw those out. What are some of those things? So for example, if I have my pillow, if it's pillow fight time, we have our physical discipline, but our pillow fight time, I have to have our pillows. Take away the pillows and this is not much of a pillow fight, you know? What are some of the things that you need for your activity? A chair, a bell, a space to practice, an awareness. That's awesome, great. So whatever it is, your practice, dojo, Kayla's in her dojo, I'm in my dojo, it's over here. We do Aikido in the dojo. You take away the dojo on a physical level, we can't do Aikido. Yeah, well, these days we go to the park or the beach or whatever, but you got to have certain conditions to do it. You take away those physical conditions and it's kind of impossible to do. So we become identified with that physical level, the gross level of the body. Now imagine taking those things away. So let me give an example. Everybody, I would like you to think of a lemon, a nice, bright, juicy, ripe, yellow, fat. Did I say juicy? Juicy. It's really ripe. It's like perfect, not overripe, but it's ripe. And you take a knife, you cut it in half, and you squeeze the juice out of the lemon. You got it? Everybody, you got it? Raise your hand if you got it. Okay, good. What's going on in your mouth right now? Watery, sour, saliva. It's like, yeah, great, very good. Okay, now the saliva in your mouth, is that physical or mental? Is it physical or is it mental? Is it physical or is it non-physical? It's physical. I would guess that it's physical. Is the lemon physical or mental? It's mental. It's in your head. It's an imaginary. So that lemon, what you did through the practice of, through the application of imagery, you activated a subtle level lemon. This is a gross lemon here. This one's gross. But what we just did previously was we kind of created a, it was a little bit of a Jedi mind trick, I guess you could call it. But we started to kind of move into this subtle level. There was no physical lemon, and yet it still created that experience of the lemon in the body. And that's that movement from the gross, to the subtle. And I'll just give one more example of the movement from the subtle to the gross, and then we're going to practice. Danny Kaye was this American entertainer. He's long since passed away. And he was at the end of one of his performances on TV, he said, it's easy to be an artist. Being an artist is easy. He said that, imagine you're a sculptor and you have a block of wood and you wanna carve an elephant. So all you have to do is take away everything that isn't elephant. You take away everything that isn't elephant. Yeah? So with the gross, there's a lot of things there. You know, I need my dojo, we need the pillows. If you're doing yoga, you might need a certain outfit. Certainly you need your mat, you might need blocks or whatever these things are. And I'm sorry, I don't do yoga. If it's now that it's COVID, you can't go to the studio. So you need some instruction online, or you need a computer, you gotta have internet, you need all this stuff, right? Same thing with Aikido. And yet when we move into the subtle realm, those things start to relax. Those boundaries start to relax. And the way that we do embodiment, the way that we show up in the world also moves into a much more subtle relationships with things. Now imagine, so let's say, here's a question for everybody. And now I'm gonna ask you guys questions. You can open your mics, raise your hand, and then I'll ask you to open your mic. When you move from the gross, and we're just talking about your practice right now, your physical practice. When you move from the gross to the subtle, what are some of the things that you no longer need? Do you need the Aikido uniform? Do you need the dojo? Do you need the blocks if you're doing yoga? Do you need music if you're dancing? What are some of the things that you no longer need as you move from gross to subtle? Can anybody raise their hand? Yeah, Kayla.
I don't need my mat. I don't need my dojo. I can practice wherever I am.
Exactly. It's beautiful. Wonderful. And Ellen?
I don't need the bell.
You don't need the bell. Beautiful.
Bell for my meditation.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Or the timer, or even the cushion, or even the quiet room. You know, when you move out of that, I'm not saying those things are bad. I've been to Kayla's dojo a few times, this beautiful dojo. Bells are great. All of these things are good. But I'm saying when we move from the gross to the subtle, what are some of the things that start to relax? Because boundaries relax in the subtle level. Anybody else? Adi, come on, Adi. What do you no longer need as you move from the gross to the subtle? Bob. You have to raise your hand. You have to open your mic, Bob.
I don't need my body.
You don't need your body?
Right.
Good. So for example, if you know, heaven forbid, but let's say you lost a finger in an accident or something, you could still do finger paintings, right? Or you can manage something. Okay. So he doesn't need his body. We'll kind of keep working with that. Anybody else? What are some of the things that you don't need? I remember for the longest time I needed a specific kind of Aikido gi or uniform, a specific made, you know, in a specific way. I needed. In fact, the older it got and the more tattered it became, I needed that. At a certain point, it's like, okay, and I moved through that. I didn't need it anymore. Not that anything is wrong with that. I'm not putting down anything physical here, but just as we move from the subtle, from the gross to the subtle. Yeah, Adi.
You know what, I feel that I don't need the structures that I used to need before. It doesn't have to be so formed. It just becomes more relaxed. There's a relaxation around structure.
Okay, great. So I hear two things. So one, that the structure relaxes and you don't get lost. In fact, it probably liberates you a little bit or a lot. And the second thing I'm learning, at a certain point, you did need the structure. Yeah, so again, gross physical realm, you know, when we're in a gross body, there are certain things that we need. nutrition, for example, or certain types of exercises, certain types of physical practices you do embodiment, we need them to a certain point. But as our awareness starts to move into the subtle realm, we want to be able to let those go or use them when they're appropriate, adopt them when they're appropriate, identify with them when they're appropriate, but also be free to let them go. And in this subtle realm, what's left? What's left? When you drop out of that gross and you start to move into the subtle, Adia, you're a dancer. You can probably speak to this. When you move into the subtle, what are some of the things that you start to experience?
Well, I experience principles of movement. If before I would need to have the katas or the routine, mm-hmm. now I can let go of the routine or the kata. But still the inherent structure, it's not from outside, it's within. So center and extension, all the principles of the movement.
Great, so it becomes internalized in a way at this point. Yeah, fantastic. Anybody else, when you move into the subtle, whatever embodiment practice that you're doing, what if you're singing, as Roshin singing earlier online, it was so beautiful. You don't need the A, E, I, O. And you, I really enjoyed it, Roisin. Roisin was doing a singing thing earlier and practicing all these crazy, amazing ways to say A, E, I, O, U, from the belly, from the head, whatever, all this stuff. And that was a great structure. But then at a certain point, when people get it, when the body gets it, A, E, I, O, U can go. And then you're just gonna be expressing naturally. And so what's left? Anybody else? What's left when you move from that gross into the subtle? Anybody else? Yvette? Yeah, somebody raised their hand in a blue shirt, but I don't see your name. I'm sorry. And Yvette, we'll go Yvette first. And then Karina. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to think of this change from doing and trying to being.
Awesome. Beautiful. Yeah. So a clear shift from doing and trying to being. Awesome. Karina, how about you?
For me, it has been a question often about fear. What I don't need is my fear, because it's often there where I lose it. I get something and then I lose it. So,
well, that's awesome, Karina. And what that's a whole other workshop, to be honest. And I have total respect. I really understand what you're talking about. You know, imagine get up here and, you know, presenting in front of a bunch of people. I'm always dealing with fear. I guess many people are. So when the fear is gone, if you've ever experienced moments where the fear is somehow, because the fear has a deeper experience, but when that disappears, what's there for you?
You're asking me?
Yes, Karina.
Well, that has been different between different times, but it's tapping into some... A consciousness that is vaster.
Beautiful. So the fear is kind of gross in this case, even though its source sometimes is very subtle. Yes, that's for sure. But when it relaxes, when the boundaries around that fear relax, again, this is not the workshop we're doing here, but when the boundaries around the fear relax, there's a more vastness in consciousness. So that's as we shift. So just, I'm not going to ask now, but just, does everybody get a sense when you move into the subtle realm that there's a certain different experience? Just raise your hand if you do. Just raise your hand if you do. Awesome. Great. Now, and that difference might have things. It might have like a sense of liberation. It might have a sense of expanded vast consciousness. It might have a sense of creativity. It might have a sense of intuitive inspiration. These are all aspects of the subtle realm. And the way we move our body would be an expression of that subtle realm. Now, just like Danny Kaye said, we remove everything that isn't elephant. Now that thing, that experience that you had, that you just rose your hand about in the subtle realm, and if that's taken away, imagine or even try to remove that. Because however it happens, that is moving from the subtle into the causal or into highly refined. And in Buddhism, this is called emptiness. And it is not a negativistic emptiness. It is a 100%, 1000% universal experience of absolute positivity. emptiness. So everybody that's in the room with me, you guys ready to practice? We're going to do a process now, okay? I'm going to ask to speak to the three bodies. And I would like you to identify as the three bodies. Don't worry, I'll give you the cues. Identify as those bodies and raise your hand. I'll call in your name. You open the mic and then you're gonna answer the questions, okay? All right, so first, we got a good understanding of the gross body. Raise your hand if there's a yes. No, I'm good. We got a good understanding of the subtle body, whatever that is. Raise your hand if there's a yes. Yeah, awesome. And maybe there's a good understanding or maybe a notion or some type of intuition of what the causal body is. If not, it's not a problem. Good, okay. So everybody take a deep breath and identify as the gross body, not as the self. So I don't want to talk to Asi or to Kayla or to Roisin, to Rebecca or to Naomi, et cetera. I want to talk to the gross body. And when we talk, I'm going to ask you questions, you're going to speak about the self. Okay? So take a deep breath and allow me to speak to the gross body. Okay, as a group. And everybody, please answer. And also, if you're observing this, do the process. You can do it internally. You can do it inwardly. Steve, are you still with me? Steve, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Did I blip out for a second?
No, you're all good. You're all good.
Okay, good, good, good. So everybody, if you're outside of the room, if you're watching this on Facebook, practice with this. You can do it internally. So as a group, take a deep breath and allow me to speak to the gross body. So as a group, who am I speaking to?
Gross body.
The gross body. Fantastic. Your mics are not open, but please answer the question anyways. Go ahead and verbalize it one more time. As a group, who am I speaking to?
Gross body.
The gross body. Fantastic. Very good. Okay, now let me see your hands, please. I'm going to ask questions. I want to answer one by one. As the gross body, what's your job? What's your job as the gross body? When you have an answer, raise your hand and we'll open your mic.
To eat.
Fantastic. Rebecca, can you open your mic? Yeah, you'll have to open your mic on this one.
Sorry, since I'm a container.
Say that again.
I'm a container.
Okay, great. You're a container. Fantastic. Adi, as the gross body, what's your job?
To sense and to breathe.
To sense. Okay.
Sense.
And well, the sense is like here. Kind of, you've got
to be sensation.
Okay, what kind of sensations? Because I'm hearing a little subtle. I'm not sure if it's gross or if it's subtle. Like seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing, touching, like those, the sense doors. Awesome. Yeah, that makes up experience. Anybody else, as the gross body, what's your job? One or two more people. Let's go to Karina and then to Daniel.
I associate to taking care of my physical needs, to be in my physical needs and...
Okay, good. Take care of your physical needs. We actually have two Karinas here. So Karina Reisman, yes.
Survival of the organism.
Oh, yeah. So don't just take care, but you protect and you survive. Awesome. Daniel Palacios, and then we'll do another question. As the gross body.
As the gross body, I provide physical structure.
Physical structure. Good posture, good health, good diet. Good weight regulation or whatever it is. Awesome. As a physical body, how do you do your practice? How do you do your embodiment practice? Be it Aikido, dance, martial arts, dance, or yoga, or meditation. How do you do your embodiment practice as the gross body? Yes, Karina Reisman.
Align, yes. Breathe, move.
Align, breathe, move. Fantastic. Great structure. Align, breathe, move. Ellen Archer.
Sorry. Sit and breathe.
Sit and breathe. Fantastic. Great. As the gross body, how do you, as the gross body, what's your relationship? Here's a good one. You ready? As the gross body, what's your relationship to discipline? You know, get up early and sit, go to the dojo, do your dance, do your yoga. You've got to fit in all your asanas. Karina Reisman, yes, Reisman, excuse me.
Consistency, continual practice.
Fantastic, continual practice, consistency. Kate has been practicing Aikido for, I don't even say how long. Karina, yes, Karina Reisman.
Self-denial, perfectionism.
Okay, so that's related to Kayla's consistency. What about the days when you don't feel good? You just deny yourself, yeah? Why? Because we have to be perfect. We're going to make this body through sheer dint of will. We're going to make it perfect, right? Karina Reisman, as the gross body, is that right?
Out of devotion to spirit, I want to be a perfectly aligned organism, a perfectly efficient organism to honor and embody spirit.
Awesome. Now, here's a question for you, Karina, as the gross body. How's that going?
For all I know, great. For all I don't know,
really?
I don't know.
Okay, so she's perfect? Karina's perfect?
I feel great.
She's perfectly aligned with spirit, all times, all places, all
working on it.
She's a work in progress. Yeah. How's she doing? Does she do it well, or does she give you a hard time sometimes? Sometimes she just want to watch TV, or she doesn't really want to do it. Is she a good yogi or a good disciplinarian?
When you say she, is it gross or subtle she? Gross.
No, you're the gross body, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Karina, because you're the gross body and Karina is the one that actually has to practice. So right. You want to be perfect. How does she, is she perfect? Is Karina perfect in her practice?
Perfect in her imperfection.
Okay. Well, that's a nice thing to say, but that's not what your intention is. You know, you're going to bend her will to be perfect. Yeah, so again, now, don't misunderstand me. There's much, much more. I want to limit you to just the gross body by identifying and speaking as the gross body. So for example, like when Miles is not, when he's a little bit overweight, well, I just starve him through force. I don't let him eat. It's not the most nutritious thing, but at least he loses the weight. So that's kind of from that gross body perspective. That's what I do. There's more. We're going to go to more. So I just want to know what your relationship, how about everybody else? As the gross body, yes, Naomi, your relationship to discipline.
To discipline or to the gross body? I was going to say pain. Pushing through pain.
Beautiful. So what do you think about pain as the gross body? That annoying little thing that comes up. Pain.
Yeah, I swing between taking care of it and feeling angry and impatient with it.
Yeah, you know what I do? I swing between resisting it and denying it. And occasionally, also sometimes I break down in the face of it. I just completely break down. But occasionally I'll consciously choose to be with it, but that's not my go-to. That's not my go-to. Anybody else as the gross body? What's your relationship to pain? Yeah, Renata.
I try to not feel it. And if this is not possible, I try to get rid of it by some go-tos, techniques, movements. Yeah.
Alcohol, whatever, go-to.
No, rather stretching, shaking, stuff like that. And I hope it'll go away pretty fast.
Great. But the intention is that it goes away. Now, we can have lots of strategies on how to deal with the pain. As the gross body, don't misunderstand me. We're going to go to another perspective here. But when we're limited to the gross body, now the gross body does have, before we go on, what's good about you as the gross body? What's good about you? How do you benefit the self? How do you benefit Mandy? How do you benefit Tati? How do you benefit Ellen? Ellen, raise your hand.
Yeah, well, I keep it going. I give a container for it so it can have presence in the world.
Beautiful. Great, great. Adi, how do you benefit Adi? As the gross body, how do you benefit Adi?
Wow, I just love what Ellen said. Now, my gross body. I'm like an animal. I'm like one of these pets. Like I want to be. I want to be loved. I want to be touched. I want to be run. I want to be danced. I want to be played with. And the way that I deal with pain, I love to go to my physical therapist. I love to get massage. I love being really curious about my pain and like really kind of understanding, like for Adi likes to kind of understand what's going on through my pain. She reaches other realms. So I'm really, but I'm very much like an animal.
Awesome. So let's move from the animal to the subtle. From the gross to the subtle. Everybody take a deep breath. And this might actually be a relief to do this. Take a deep breath. And whatever it means to you, shift into the subtle body. The subtle body. Remove from the gross with very clear, defined, rigid boundaries. To the subtle, we become luminous. The boundaries start to relax and expand and maybe even distort a little bit and whatever. As a group, who am I speaking to? Subtle body, great. Let's see everybody's lips moving one more time. Get your subtle body, your subtle lips speaking. As a group, who am I speaking to? The subtle body, fantastic. As a subtle body, what's your job? What's your basic function? What's your job as a subtle body?
Keep breathing.
Awesome. Yeah, keep breathing.
Feel my heart. Use my imagination.
Feel Kayla's heart. Feel Kayla's, use Kayla's imagination. Yeah. You access different aspects to Kayla. Ulrika?
To connect with others on a deeper level.
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to relationship and connecting with people. Now, of course, they have to meet us. You know, for us to really connect with others on a deeper level, they have to be willing to connect with us on this level. But even if they don't, right, Ulrika, we can kind of connect with them and feel what's going on. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think with my little daughters, you know, when I'm busy and stuff, I'm not, and they're having a developmentally difficult moment. If I'm busy, I just miss it. But if I stop, squat down, let go, connect, then, you know, this moment just kind of magically unfolds and unwinds and we're back into coherence again. Adi, you had your hand up. What's your job? And then we'll go to Nomi.
Yeah, also to connect and to expand, to just reach out further. Yeah.
So you're not in here, but you're actually, you might be in here, but you're also out there. Beautiful. And Nomi, then we'll go over to Karina Raisman. Nomi?
I was going to say to be still, just to kind of stop and notice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for bringing that in. It's everybody just be still and stop and notice. It's not really what the gross body does. This is kind of a subtle body function. And in the room, if you're outside of the room, also kind of, you know, do this. I encourage you, if you're watching on Facebook, practice with us in the subtle body. Karina Raisman, yeah, you want to, what's your function?
To expand the definition of self.
Yes. It's no more limited to when Karina was born and how old she is and her gender or her knowledge or her culture. It's an evolving process, yeah? Anybody else? Tati? Yeah, Tati. Tati, Yvette, and then the other Karina Noto.
Yes, it's to feel into this special world, to feel and to understand in a very peculiar way.
Yeah, beautiful. And I love the way you close your eyes in this one too, because it's internal. You're moving to the interior. Yes. Let's go to Yvette. And Yvette, so also, please, what's your job, but also how do you practice embodiment as a subtle body?
So I'm thinking about Aikido and dance. Mm-hmm. And what comes up is be intuitive and open up to the next moment.
So, beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's basically, that's what you do, and that's how you practice embodiment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Karina, yeah. Notivoli?
Yeah, to tap into the energy without and within, like, yeah.
Beautiful. As a subtle body, so here's a question for everybody, new question. And remember, I'm speaking to the subtle body. I don't want to speak to the self. I'm going to speak to the subtle body. As the subtle body, how do you benefit the self? As a subtle body, how do you benefit the self? Yeah, Naomi.
To tune in to something inside that might be a sign that something's not quite right, or tune into that intuition.
Yeah, now we're really in the realm of embodiment. Yeah, there's a tuning in. You said before, stop and listen. Now there's a, you know, imagine the old radios. You had to really fine tune to find that subtle wavelength, and there's a fine tuning here. Roisin, did you have your hand up? Yeah, Roisin.
Yeah, for me it feels like the job is mediation and interpretation.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, beautiful. Mediation and interpretation. Ashi. Is it Asi or Ashi? Asi.
Asi.
Yeah, great. Asi. Yeah. Right. As the subtle body, how do you benefit? I forgot the question.
Yeah, but to me, it's pretty much the same what was already said. Like, just be the, like, connection. And
beautiful. Earth. Yeah. So let me ask you this then, Asi, as the subtle body, how do you practice? How do you practice? I mean, connection is obviously a practice, but can you say more about that if you think of the different?
Okay, it's a difficult question.
Hang on a second. Hang on just one second. Who am I speaking to?
The subtle body.
Okay, now I should have said this before, but there's no wrong answers. So if something comes up and you, as the subtle body, just drop into the subtle body, this kind of connection that you were speaking about. How do you practice? Is it more exploration? Is it intuitive? I mean, how do you, or is it, it's just natural. It's not even a practice anymore.
I think it's a mess.
It's a mix. Yeah.
It's a mess, exploration, it's an attempt to connect and to feel and to be still.
Beautiful, beautiful. Karina Reisman.
What comes up is to dissolve limitations and guide.
Beautiful. You have an aspect of internal guidance, dissolution or dissolving of limitations, of Karina's limitations, but also there's a guidance quality to you.
Like a light.
Yeah, beautiful. Like a light, wonderful. Tati?
The word that comes up is in touchness that's something about feeling into specific sensations, not about the outside world, not about the senses, but other kind of sensations.
Right. So once again, there's an interior quality to this one.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. What would happen to the self? Okay, it's a big question. What would happen to the self if you disappeared, or if you were cut off, or if you were blocked? Which, you know, the self can block us easy. What happens to the self when you disappear? Yeah, Renata?
For sure, they're not couldn't be satisfied with her practice anymore. She would miss something and sometimes get either disoriented consciously or oriented the wrong way without knowing.
Right, it's very good. But basically, she would be dissatisfied with practice without you. Beautiful. Karina Reisman, and then we'll go to Bob Pierce, and then Tati.
So if the self was cut off, what comes up is that we would diffuse, dissolve into the universal, the infinite.
I'm talking about when I say cut off or blocked, I mean the other way. Like Karina's having a stress out there or whatever, and she can't access you. We're going to go to the universal next, but I want to, you're that gateway to the universal, but right. If the gate is closed, what happens to Karina when your gate's closed, when the gate to you skin, is closed?
My skin is no longer a semi-permeable membrane. And yeah, I'm right. Cut
beautiful.
From Soros.
Beautiful. Okay, great. Who is next? Tati, I believe. And then we'll go to Rebecca.
It's me and the others out there. I'm separate.
Yeah. There's a separation and somebody, I think, I forget who it was, but somebody was bringing up fear before. Mm-hmm. In the Vedas, the ancient Vedas, in the Bhagavad Gita, they say, where there is other, there too. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful one, ancient wisdom. Where there is other, there too, you shall find fear. So as soon as we're cut off from the subtle body, it's self, it's others, and oh my God. There's some friends out there, some good others, when they're good. They're not always good, but when they're good, but when they're everybody else, oh my God, the fear. Rebecca, what happens to the self when Rebecca's caught up from you? What happens to Rebecca?
So the mind takes over, chattering from the mind, there's nothing to regulate it.
Very mindy, yeah. That's a wonderful indicator. You know, if you ever find that you're in a very mindy conversation, I guess men are more like that, but we can all get mindy. There's a subtle missing. There's a heart kind of energy connection missing here. Everybody, let's take a deep breath. We're gonna have to move because even though we're in the subtle realm, we are bound by time, unfortunately, in this conference. So take a deep breath and everything that you just spoke about, just like when the sculptor who wants to make an elephant removes everything that isn't elephant, everything that you just spoke about, we're going to remove it, refine it, dissolve it, and allow me to speak to the universal body. The universal body. Take a deep breath. And let's open our mics for this one. You know, everybody open the mic. And as a group, who am I speaking to?
The universal body.
Universal body.
Yeah, as a group, we're the universal body. Let's see if we can kind of one by one. What's your function as a universal body? Karina, Raceman.
Oh, I don't know. This was awesome. The antenna. I wasn't raising my hand. It's okay. The antenna.
That's the antenna. Okay, good. Adi.
It's to be.
To be. You're just being, be. Yeah. Just be.
To know love. Me. Love.
To love.
To love.
Yeah, there's another love. Any more loves here? Any more loves? Okay. Let's see. how do you, this might be a bit, little bit of an irrelevant question for you, or it doesn't compute kind of question, but how do you do embodiment?
What was the question?
Yeah, exactly. How do you do embodiment? How do you do embodiment? How do you practice?
Non-relevant.
Say that again, Karina.
It's non-relevant.
It's not relevant, yeah.
Anybody else?
Say again, Bob.
sorry, transcendent.
Transcendent, yeah.
Move beyond, find a place beyond it.
You are beyond it, yeah. Whatever, if there's an it, you go beyond. You're either beyond it, or if there's another it, you go to it, and then you go beyond it.
Accept everything.
Accept everything. Beyond the ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. I will meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
As the causal body, what is your gift to the world?
I am.
Yeah, I am.
Allow.
Allow.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Presence.
Presence.
Deep presence.
Space.
Space.
Awareness.
Awareness.
Freedom.
Say again, Adi, sorry.
I said freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
Infinite.
A chance to like this universe.
Oneness.
Karina, can you say that again?
Oneness.
Oneness, yeah.
Infinite.
No boundaries. That's the same thing.
Let's get Tati first. Tati?
No boundaries.
Yeah, no boundaries. And somebody else was speaking, Ulrika? Okay. Yes, Nomi.
Beauty.
Beauty.
Mm. Feeling a unification, some unified field coming together.
Yeah, in fact, this is the field. We are the field. I am. The field and me, there's no separation.
No duality.
We have to do one more voice. And then we have to stop and take a deep breath and allow me to speak the voice of the fully integrated. So all those voices, the three, the gross, the subtle, and the causal body, the Dharma, the Karma, and the Shawarma, you are now fully integrated. That means you can access those because we access them now. And freely functioning that you can, because there are things in life that require the gross body, that require the subtle body, and require the universal or the causal body. So allow me to speak the voice of the freely functioning and the freely functioning and fully integrated human being whose name is written on your screen. So you don't have to say the whole thing, just say your name. Who am I speaking to? Beautiful, beautiful. So we've gone right up against the time. So I want to thank Daniel and Ellen and Nicole and Eloy and David and Karina and Tati and Mandy and Renata and Steve and Asi Kennedy and Kayla and the lovely AEIOU, Roisin and Rebecca and Bob. Thank you for joining this session. Everybody who's outside of the room, I hope that there was some benefit for you in seeing this. And remember, I kind of teased that I'm going to teach you the one principle to access the three bodies. There are many methods to do this, but the one principle is actually to fully inhabit each body and then to have an intention to move to the next. You might need structures and methodologies, like this was a structure, this was a method for a while, but as you access more and more, as your practice matures, then life will evoke the three bodies as needed. You will not have to have the intention to do it yourself. Thank you all very much for joining me, and I'll pass to Steve for the final announcements, and then I'll give you my top tip.
All right, thank you, Miles. Yeah, let's wrap this very quickly. So do check out what Miles is offering at theintegraldojo.com. I've chucked the link down there in the chat. Nice little session. I think a few people quite enjoyed it there. So if you do want to sort of go over this again, share it with your friends, anything like that, it's up for 48 hours. However, if you would like to own the entire library for the rest of your life and beyond into all those subtle and causal and every other life that there is too, you can upgrade. So you can buy the conference recordings and own the entire library, or just the meditation and breathwork channel and the keynotes, whatever else you want. We do appreciate it as a thank you to us, because it enables, by you, those who can afford it, if you get it, then it enables everyone else to access it for free. We're approaching break even for putting it on, but it's still not quite there yet. Also, if you would like to sort of have a chat and integrate this sort of stuff, it's nice to chat to some other people after doing some of this deep work. So you can do so and go to the coffee break rooms. They're quite fun as well. So do head across to the coffee break rooms. If they're not your thing, you can also go to the Facebook group. You can find out more. Miles is very active on the Facebook group there. So you may be able to communicate with him there as well. And maybe I should breathe once. So Miles, how would you like to leave us? What is your top tip to be more embodied?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to think. Well, first, it's an inside job. It's an inside job. And to really be fully embodied, especially the three bodies, know your body, dialogue with your body, and inhabit your body. So what is it? Dialogue with it, and then speak as the gross, speak as the cuddle, the subtle, speak as the universal, act as the gross, act as the subtle, act as the universal, be the gross, be the subtle. Be the universal. Thank you very much, everybody. Much love.